This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. With 2019 in the rear view and 2020 laid out in front of us, it's time to take a look at the highs and lows and things to look forward to. Washington Farm Bureau CEO John Stuhlmiller thinks one of the biggest challenges facing farmers last year and into this deals with the agricultural wages and the overtime rule being decided by the state Supreme Court.
And so that's in the hands of the court right now, and so we await a decision. But that was, in many respects, I would say, a low light in the risk to agriculture of the potential of a retroactive wage increase, you know, paying back wages plus going forward with overtime. That's a significant issue for agriculture to have to face.
But Stuhlmiller says their lawyers are cautiously optimistic.
The hope is that the court will not reverse a lot of the history of findings by the court, and it will stick to some of the tried and true methods out there, which would lend itself to not rewriting a statute or part of the Constitution, as the case may be.
And Stuhlmiller says the overtime rules were not a mistake or oversight.
The overtime exemption was lawfully put into place and has been in place for decades. And so hopefully they stick with that and say that it doesn't disappear and that those wages are due in a retroactive sense. And we're hopeful that's the case. But again, it's, you know, a flip of the coin. It's 9 votes at stake in it.
Listen tomorrow for Stuhlmiller's take on a positive note.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.